Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll tell you what, if you're a parent, it is the most wonderful time of the year, baby. The first day of school! Yeah! Woo! Every parent is dancing and singing and taking their child back to school, at least on the Kansas side of the state line. The kids go to high school today. Mac, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Go
Olathe East Hawks. I got my hat on this morning.
Nice.
And we're ready to rock and roll. My daughter starts her freshman year. My other daughter starts her sophomore year. They're going to drive together to school now.
That's fun.
And so, yeah, I don't have to worry about many pickups at all this year.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close. Close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cheer, except if there's a random day, you know, here or there to have to worry about that. But today is the day that all parents dream of in May. When are they going back to school?
Get out.
And today is that day for us. The official first day of school in the Olathe School District. And I am very, very excited about that. Shawnee Mission went back earlier. Blue Valley's going back. Missouri goes back next week. And so, you know, we're getting to that finish line. You can start to see a lot of the parents start to smile again.
Yes, life being reinvigorated back into their eyes.
Yes, a lot of bounce in our step and whatnot, the kiddos can go back to school, and you know, I think they're ready too. That's the other thing.
For sure.
They're ready. They'll tell you they don't want to go back and deal with all this nonsense, and you know, the teacher sucks and all this kind of stuff. They are so ready to go back, to get back to their own element, to get back with their friends, to get back to, you know, normal socialization, and that's the biggest thing right there. You're absolutely right about that. The structure of everything that comes with going to school and doing sports and doing the homework and all of those activities. It is so important to have those kids to have that structure. And I just can't wait till I finish at the J today and I'm driving home and going, I got 2 hours of silence, baby.
I just want to win, Jay. That's fantastic.
Maybe watch some more of the Taylor and Travis podcast. Maybe watch some more of the Kingdom episodes that come out today, which
so
I encourage
excited.
Everybody to watch and enjoy on ESPN. But it all starts today. Like from 1 to 3 is my good time again.
Your Bob time. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, I guess the sophomore's not nervous. Is the freshman nervous?
No, not at all.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't.
I remember I was nervous.
Well, yeah, I would think so. But, you know, my youngest is the social butterfly, right? Like, she'll talk the paint off a wall if she had to, right? You know, that type. My oldest is very much like me, you know, very introverted and just kind of rolls her eyes at a lot of the nonsense that goes on. But, you know, she's ready to go back. They're both ready to go back. And it's I'm sure there's a little nerves and whatnot. You know, they had freshman day yesterday where everybody went up
good.
And kind of did the walkthrough. And then the big freshman mixer on Friday night is happening as well.
Nice.
And whatnot. So, no, it's fun, man. It's fun to see the kids grow.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
And to see them, you know, do the things they love and just to root them on. That's the best part of being a parent is rooting your kid on and seeing their successes,
and
right?
That's one of the best parts of high school is doing the things that you love. I mean, that's what I think high school is about. It's what college should be about, too. But you're figuring out what you like and doing all of it in high school. And that's what you should be doing. You should be busy. You should be doing every extracurricular activity, sports, chess, whatever it is, dancing. Like, do it. Try it.
Absolutely. And if it's something you like, but it maybe doesn't fit the normal stereotypes, do it anyway, man. Who cares?
Yeah, do it.
And I kind of regret that in my life. Like, I always went the sports route, but I'm like, I should have gone theater. I should have gone debate.
Yeah.
I should have done that. Like, I can't sing, but I can put on
you
a good
act,
show.
Yeah.
I can act, you know, and do all that kind of stuff. But I kind of think, like, sometimes I should have gone that route a little bit. But, you know, my mother didn't want me to be fat, so go play sports, right? Like, that type of How did that work out?
I was
going
to say, how'd that go?
300 pounds in college, huh? So you know, sports. But anyway, no, it's a fun time for everybody, for all the kiddos to go back to school. So good luck to everybody headed back today. And to
good
all
luck,
you
Jen.
Parents out there, tip of the cap to you. Jen's had 3 days in now.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
fine.
You're right. Yeah. She's fine.
It's old hat for Shawnee Mission right
true.
Now. But to all you Olathe teachers, enjoy, because the kiddos are coming back today. So, last night, what'd you think? New Heights podcast dropped, and boy, did it drop. I mean, my God, the amount of Instagram followers and people that have viewed this thing and watched this thing and paid attention to this thing last night is remarkable. And you know, there are a couple of stats out there that we can get to. The New Heights podcast gained 2,045 Instagram followers in the last 28 days. In the last 48 hours, they've gained 312,000 Instagram followers because of Taylor Swift. And the announcement last night, the life of the showgirl, has been viewed by over 167 million views. It is the largest video ever viewed on a social media platform in a single day. And that tells you right there the power of Taylor Swift and the power of Travis Kelce. And what we witnessed last night on that podcast was pure, I thought, pure love. And that's the way that I'm going to say it. I walked away from that podcast that was over 2 hours long that we all sat there and watched. I didn't even think about getting up off the couch. That's how engaged I was with this. But that was a true love podcast last night. If there's anybody out there that still believes that this is some sort of NFL-created relationship, you're an ass. Because I watched on that show last night true love between two people who are absolutely head over heels for one another in Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And I sat there and smiled. I sat there and laughed.
Same.
It was tears of joy. I was rooting them on. I would suggest this. If you are single, right? If you are single, find somebody that loves you a quarter as much as Taylor loves Travis.
Jeez, seriously.
And a quarter as much as Travis loves Taylor. And you will find somebody that is awesome for you. And I know I make these references all the time about me and my wife, but that's a lot of why our marriage has been successful. We root each other on. We're fans of each other. We support each other. And I saw that last night. There's no jealousy in that relationship.
Zero.
There's no one-upping in that relationship. How do we make each other better and in turn make us better as a couple? This is a relationship, Mac, that I think everybody can learn a lot from. It is spectacular.
It's incredible. I don't know what I expected, but whatever I did, it was more than that.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I told you before the show that you could feel the love and the joy like through the screen. It was incredible. And it was, you know, there were the moments of the PDA and the cringe, but like it was also beautiful to see them be together and to see them have each other. Because when you're that famous, when you're that much of a known figure, to find someone who can see you as you,
yeah,
especially for a girl like Taylor Swift, I mean, she's incredible, man. She's just jaw-dropping. Like, yes, she's beautiful, all those things, but she's an incredible person. The way she evokes joy and her just overall energy, like you just want to be around her. She's so normal. I don't know if we've seen someone as mega famous as her be as relatable as her at the same time. You can see why girls 10 to 35 are listening to her music. I mean, she's amazing.
She really is. And the one thing, you know, that you take away, or one of the things that you take away too, is she's normal. Like she's not a celebrity. You know, she's a normal person that sings. And I think you're seeing that more with Travis as well too. He's a normal person who just happens to play football and date Taylor Swift, right? Like there's no faking it with these two. And that's the cool thing about it. And watching her last night, I came to the realization, Mac and Jen, I'm sorry to say this, she may be the most perfect woman in the world. I mean, she
Seriously?
Really is. Like,
yes.
She's humorous. She's funny. She's got one-liners. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I will tell you that she's brilliant. She is a brilliant human being
she's
as
a genius.
Well. She is so smart and so just like, she plans is what I'm trying to say. Like everything she does has a purpose, right?
Yep.
Everything she does has a reason. There's a why to everything that she does. And to be able to plan that far ahead and to think all that way out and to have those Easter eggs and all that kind of stuff, she's smart. And I will tell you what, she probably knows football, more football than 80% of the guys 100%. Out there. And that was the thing that I took away. She's only been a football fan for a little over 2 years. At one point, she thought like it was quarterback versus quarterback. You know,
she had
no idea, she said, about what football was. And then she was talking about the cover two last night, right? Like, and so if you're one of these guys, you're like, all right, I'm a football fan. Taylor knows more than you
Taylor
do.
Taylor knows ball.
Yeah. Taylor knows football. She knows so much about football, and she is so invested in her boyfriend, and he is so invested in her. And that's what I kind of loved the most. One of the comments we heard last night about Taylor Swift was how into football she is. She was the one who was more excited about Xavier Worthy being drafted for the Chiefs than maybe even Travis Kelce was at the time.
So that I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy!" And my friends are like, "What is, who body snatched you? This is what do you mean we drafted Xavier Worthy?"
I forget where I was, but you were the first person to tell me that.
No,
we
I
drafted
was screeching.
The fastest man in the draft.
No, I was screeching. I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out. We're talking about like,
either. I'm like, wait, is she right? I had to look this up. I'm like, did she get the wrong information here? But yeah, we traded up.
And yeah. We're talking about cover two, cover four, cover zero,
ooh,
man,
see?
Cover. We're talking, we're learning. I continue to learn.
Maybe somebody else that even knows what those coverages are.
Yeah. I'm not ready to be
leverage.
An analyst right
she
now,
that's
but
been, yeah.
Give me 16 months.
Ooh. Is that an Easter egg?
I hope so.
I do too, because I was doing the math. 16 months puts us in December of 2026.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right? That's the end of next football
season.
That's
fantastic.
Is that an Easter egg that Travis is coming back for another year? Is that an Easter egg that she's going to take over? Because she would be better than most people. She'd be better than any sideline reporter that's out there. They all stink. And she would be better than the majority of the analysts out there right now that talk football. Like, I would rather have Taylor on the games and listen to Taylor talk about football than a lot of the analysts that are currently out there right now. And I don't know. I can't use enough superlatives, Mac, to talk about how impressed I was with both of them last night on that podcast, and Jason as well. He played a great role on that podcast last night. Needle Travis a little bit, set Taylor up, you know, do all that kind of stuff. He was a great kind of mediator of that entire podcast last night. But if she's going to start calling football games for Fox yes. or NBC or somebody like that, better than any Collinsworth out there, better Absolutely. Than any Sims out there, right? Better than Emmanuel Acho. Oh, I mean, Taylor Swift would be unbelievable at analyzing football. I'd be there for every freaking game if she was going to be a color analyst in the booth. And don't you think everybody would be there for every single game? So
yeah, I think the problem would be supporting it.
Yeah.
Have the servers and the bandwidth or whatever you'd need to serve that many people watching one thing at a time, because that's what would happen.
Yeah, and then Caitlin Clark with the line of the night, I hope YouTube doesn't crash, yeah. she said, with all of this. And so, I mean, it was a pop culture night, and it was a night that I think a lot of people who maybe had different opinions of Taylor and Travis, if you don't come away from that, change your opinion. Like, if you were one of these talk football guys, yeah, we don't need to see her. If you watched that last night and you still have that same attitude, that's on you, because anybody who watched that last night is walking away going, she is awesome, man. We need more Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce yes. in our lives. It makes me feel better as a human being, dude. Like, I felt better after watching that. They made me feel good last night.
It gave you hope.
It did. It really did,
yeah.
man. It
100%.
Gave you a lot of hope. It's just a feel-good relationship that, you know, you see all these celebrity relationships that take place, and everybody kind of rolls their eyes at them. And then you have one like this, and you're like, man, this is awesome. I wish every relationship was as good as Taylor and Travis. Kayla Nicole's response will be coming later today, I'm sure, right?
Before we go, from the 913, I don't know if this is true. I'll have to verify. 16 months from yesterday is her birthday, 12/13/2026.
Ah, how old will she be then?
35? I don't know. 36? I don't know. Old enough to call
but
a game.
I didn't know if that was a significant birthday or something like that.
Well, she said
like
16
that,
months
right?
to analyze a game. Yeah. So in 16 months, I'm just saying that's her birthday.
That's a good text.
That is a good text.
That's a good text.
Love
people,
it.
People are thinking. I love it. So coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, the Chiefs are not playing any of their starters. When you hear the reason why, you'll be like, huh, I love the Chiefs even more. We'll tell you why next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you. Dusty is off today. He is on what we call the links, the golf course out there today. He's playing St. Andrews over in Europe today. So congratulations to him. He took the Learjet over there and is playing St. Andrews this morning, and we'll fly back after the round, and he will be back tomorrow. That's a big tease, right? You take a Thursday off, and then you got to come back for a Friday, right?
I know. That stinks.
Take Friday, Dusty. There's
just
no reason
it.
To come back.
No.
It's Friday.
Four-day weekend.
I mean, it's Friday. It's like chicken, right? Who doesn't like Friday? Like that is one of the, that's like going to the strip club, right? Like, oh man, I leave at the end of the night. I was teased the whole night. I took Thursday off. Oh, I got to go back on Friday,
dang
man.
It.
Oh, I should have taken the weekend off. But so Dusty is out today and will be back tomorrow. So yesterday, we find out from Andy Reid and company that this team is going to Seattle for a 9 o'clock Friday night game. And Andy Reid basically told all of us as Chiefs fans yesterday, there's no reason to watch this game. And the starters are not going to be playing in this football game for the most part. You know, I mean, you have to play some starters, obviously, to fill out a roster for a game like this. But if you're thinking about staying up on Friday night to see Patrick Mahomes, you don't have to worry about doing that. And so I was talking to some people yesterday about, you know, why? Because in the era that we're in right now, the second preseason game has become basically the third preseason game of the old era. When are we going to stop talking about the old era of the four preseason games and the third preseason? Like, this has got to be like year five now that we're on this, right?
Exactly.
I feel like it, or maybe it's year I don't know what it is, but it feels like it's been a while now. But we always do that. We revert back to everything. And so the second preseason game and a four-game preseason schedule wasn't that big a deal. But in the three-game preseason schedule, game two has kind of been the one, you know, where you play all your starters. It's also the second game in a row that the Chiefs are on the road for preseason, which means they only have one home preseason game. We'll get to that in just one second. And so I was talking to some people yesterday about kind of the philosophy around the league about Andy not playing guys, you know, in this second preseason game. And I'm thinking to myself, God, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so that means they probably won't play them in that third preseason game. And they said, no, that's not the case. They will play in that third preseason game. The reason they're not playing in Seattle is pretty simple. This is their second West Coast preseason game this week, right?
Yeah.
This week. They flew last week to Arizona for a preseason game. West Coast game, West Coast time zone. Flew back. When did they play? Saturday night.
Saturday night.
You know what time they got back on Sunday? About 3 a.m. the plane landed, right? Plane landed at 3 a.m., took the day off, then drive back up to St. Joe, bust your ass in St. Joe for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Back on a flight yesterday, or today, right? Today's Thursday, but they play tomorrow. Back on a flight today, and now you're not just flying to Denver. You're flying to Seattle. That's a 3.5-hour, again, West Coast flight. So you got to take that flight. So two West Coast preseason trips in less than a week and then three practices in St. Joe, it has the Chiefs going, we ain't doing this.
No.
We're not playing our starters
Screw you.
We're giving them an opportunity to take this time off because it's been a lot already in this preseason. In turn, that means they're going to play in that third preseason game, and I think that's great for Kansas City because
at home,
you now have an opportunity to see these guys in a preseason game. And why that's important, because for me, my first NFL game as a kid, my first couple NFL games as a kid were always preseason games. Could never get a regular season ticket. Sold out, hard ticket to get, can't get into the game, right? That type of stuff. But preseason, you could always find a ticket, and it was always cool to go as a kid. You're a kid that has an opportunity to go to a preseason game, and no offense, Gardner Minshew is starting a quarterback, and it's the only preseason game at Arrowhead. You want those kids to be experienced Chiefs fans. You want them to have the experience of seeing their guys. And I love that the fact that the Chiefs are doing this. And they're doing it, number one, because the travel has been a lot already this season. And they, by the way, two West Coast preseason games and then open the season in Brazil.
That's exactly. That's what I was waiting on. Yep. Not to mention the second West Coast game starts at 9 o'clock
our time.
Yes.
Right. So 9 o'clock our time gets over at midnight.
Yeah.
They will be landing on Saturday morning when I'm getting up and fixing my first cup of coffee. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Dude.
They will be landing at that time on Saturday morning. And then you got 4 days to get ready for that final preseason game. And then it's on to Brazil.
Then
it's the season, and then you're on to Brazil. And so I was joking with somebody yesterday. I go, again, the NFL trying to use the Chiefs to get people to watch a preseason game, and it was met with laughter and like that kind of stuff. But then it was like, you may be right about that. you know, like the NFL is doing anything they can to get this Chiefs team on TV, even if it is in the preseason. And I think the Chiefs are kind of at their breaking point with that. It's like, we just need a break every once in a while. We don't need West Coast games. And I think, in my opinion, when we're talking about preseason football, we need to change the way that we do preseason football. The Chiefs need to have three preseason games like everybody else, but it needs to be Minnesota, Green Bay, and Chicago. That needs to be your rotation. Short travel, same time zone. You're not asking people to do too much. If you want to throw Indianapolis in there or Nashville or, you know, that, or even Dallas at this point in time, just to give you a break to create scheduling. But that's the way preseason needs to be. The Chiefs making two West Coast trips for meaningless, stupid, useless football games is absolutely BS, especially when they're your premier franchise, right? Like, you got to start catering to the Chiefs. They have been your damn guinea pig forever and a day. Fine. Christmas Day, Brazil, Peacock, Netflix, Amazon, whatever else you want us to be the guinea pig of, and now you give us two West Coast preseason games to start the season, sandwiched between one home game and then a trip to Brazil? Like, so I feel like this was the breaking point for the Chiefs and Andy Reid, and they're just like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're not playing our starters in this game. We'll see you at Arrowhead, and we'll play our starters for a series or two in front of our home fans and give some folks the opportunity who may not be able to get to a regular season game, or it's little kids and you don't want to take them to a regular season game.
Which makes
the
sense.
The opportunity to see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in a preseason game at home. I love that.
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I also, I would ask these schedule makers who are sending the Chiefs and trying to get more eyeballs on a preseason game at 9 o'clock on a Friday night, I'm so sure.
Yeah.
What is the point of preseason anymore, Bob? What are we doing? I don't know what I'm watching anymore, because it's not for the football fan. It's not interesting. It's not to make money, I don't think.
Well, you have to buy the ticket if you're a season ticket holder.
Okay.
So you have to buy the preseason game. So, it's a money grab.
So it's a money grab. Okay, great. So I found one answer. And it's a little bit for the football teams, but not as much as it used to be, even for the football teams and the football coaches and the guys making the roster. It's not even as much for them anymore, because you only get three games. It's extremely antiquated. It's second strings versus second strings. You don't know really how to judge it. I'm sure the coaches struggle with that as well. We're talking about 10 guys on most teams, whether they're going to make the roster or not, and that's what we're deciding in three games, and that's probably decided by after this weekend.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It is, yeah. It absolutely is. And most of these guys will be back to being, you know, a bouncer at the Dew Drop Inn and Lee Summit.
Yeah,
you know, like that's ultimately what it's going to be. I don't care about those players. And honestly, if you're looking at the bottom of the roster like that and evaluating those players and they have to play, we're in trouble anyway. You know?
Yeah, exactly. If you're sitting here really, really worried about whatever the fifth string DN is going to do for your team, like you're already screwed.
Yeah.
The season's over.
And I'm talking coaches too. I'm not just talking fans. Yeah. Like if you're watching about the fifth defensive end on the team, then yeah, if that guy has to play, we've got some serious explaining to do as to why we're 6-11 or whatever the case may be. So I'm kind of with you. I think preseason for a while has become antiquated, and now teams are taking their ball and going home essentially because they don't want to play their guys. Like Aaron Rodgers isn't playing in the preseason. Nope. It's become a kind of a cacophony of sound, right? It's just a lot of noise going on, and they televise it and they charge you admission. I think instead of preseason football games, they ought to do more joint practices. I was looking at
I think the Jets and
Giants are doing. The Chiefs will never do it under Andy Reid. For whatever reason, he's not a fan of doing the joint practices, and they always end in a fight. You know, we saw fights yesterday and whatnot in practice, and people beating each
Michael
other up.
Michael Penix getting involved.
Penix was involved in a fight yesterday.
Let's go, Penix.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the bloodied face of, you know, Vrabel the other day and whatnot.
Classic.
And then Mike McDaniel tries to get in the middle of a pile. Mm. Nobody's buying
not
that.
Cool.
That guy's on the hottest seat in the NFL. By the way, we can get to him in a second. But you just do a joint practice. And I think it was one of the Jet players yesterday said, we're getting so much out of these joint practices with the Giants. It's been great. And so if you can do those type of joint practices and utilize those, but again, those don't make money like a preseason game does, where you can sell 75,000 tickets to people. And if they show up, they don't, you're still getting their money, you know?
But no, I know that. And that is, and that's, you know, as you've taught me over the last year, it is a business, but also the business depends on the product and the quality of the product. And for the last however many years, let's say five, we have all complained for the first month of the season how the product kind of sucks at the beginning.
Right.
How they're not ready. They're not warm. They're not on the same page. The chemistry isn't there. The points are low, right? Mm-hmm. All of those things we talked about. That didn't used to be that way. I just wish we could get a little bit more out of the preseason. Like, some guys should be playing. I love that Andy Reid plays his guys. I think it's a very controversial take from me. I think a lot of people are like, what? Why would you play your starters? They're going to get hurt. I think there's a lot that comes from it. I'm just tired of, like, preseason week one was great. We were excited. We talked about it. We got, you know, football's back. And then we come back, and it's kind of just like, two more weeks of this, man?
Yeah.
What am I even watching? Shedeur Sanders and second strings on the Browns versus Panthers second string defenders?
Right.
And we're getting excited.
That's right. And we did.
And we did.
And it was a lot of fun. And now Shedeur Sanders is hurt, and he's got an oblique injury, and he's fourth on the depth chart again.
And he's back to being fourth, so it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. But, you know, what we can take away from the preseason, though, I think, is a lot more from practice and a lot more from the off-the-field conversation.
Yep.
And
yep.
Obviously Travis Kelce is the biggest topic of conversation, I think, right now in the United States. Him and Taylor Swift with the podcast from last night. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch it, we talked about it in the first segment. Grab the podcast there. Make sure you watch it.
it and really, really, really enjoy it because I thought it was great. It was very eye-opening. But what's even more eye-opening is a comment that Donna Kelce made to People Magazine about Travis Kelce. And by the way, I talked with Spectre yesterday about reenacting the Travis Kelce photos. He goes, do you know anybody with a snake? And I said, well, I don't think that I do, but I'm sure there's somebody at the zoo that can bring us a snake, yes. Right? Like, there's somebody out there that has a snake like that we can get, right?
For sure.
Because I've already got the fur outfit. I've got the, yes. the construction man's vest. The only thing I'm looking for is a snake. And if anybody has a big boa snake. Constrictor and a snake and wants to let me have it around my neck and take a picture Travis Kelce style, will be interesting. You call Spectre, and he'll take care of that for you. But this comment by Donna Kelce, I think, is kind of the cherry on top of what I've been telling you guys all off season. Travis Kelce is going to have a year that will be unforgettable. He is going to dominate this year. And we took a little bit away from that when we heard about the Miami workouts and he's focused again and doing stuff that he hadn't done. And the GQ magazine came out. He goes, the last couple of years, I've been kind of focused more on my career after football instead of the career that I'm currently in. And so I got back to focusing on football. He talked about it last night in the podcast with Taylor Swift. And then Donna Kelce had this comment, which was in People magazine, the same magazine that wrote about us last week, right? And she said, quote, this is going to be, I think, a different year for him. He's really hunkered down and did a lot of training in the offseason. He's faster now than he's been the last 4 years.
It's huge. That's true.
Do I need that? This is mom saying this, right? He's faster now than he's been in the last 4 years. He really slimmed down a little bit and just makes it easier than carrying all that load, like running and stuff like that. That's Donna Kelce's comment about Travis Kelce. We talked about numbers for Travis Kelce. The over-under you said yesterday is what, 495 yards?
It was 675 and a half. Yeah.
That is a guaranteed over.
Yeah, you should.
That is a guaranteed over for Travis Kelce. And I can see by the look in your eye right now as you gaze into mine, you're in.
I'm starting to get in. I've tried to stay off this whole offseason.
I've been telling you all offseason it's going to be awesome, and now here we are on the cusp of the year, right? We're on the edge of the year beginning, and you're like, damn, he's been right all along.
Yep.
Travis is dominating this
year.
He's
going to be really good this year. He's going to be back. He's going to be incredible. He's going to look amazing. And I don't know why, but it took his mom saying something. And I was like, all right, Donna said it. It's happening.
Yeah.
If what she said is even 80% true that he's faster than the last not 2 years, because we've known the last year or two has been a little bit different.
Right.
But 2022, 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns. If he's faster than he was in that season, which he was incredible that year, and the year before that, he was 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns or something like that. So
yeah,
if he's like that, man, I mean, and that's the thing with the standard with Kelce is so high, rightfully so. He's the greatest of all time.
He's created his own standard.
He has. It's much like Taylor Swift, right?
Yep.
If this album is even, you know, a B+, people are like, oh, Taylor Swift. It's like, yeah, most people would kill for a B+ album as their 8th album or whatever it is for Taylor Swift, right? But that's just the standard that they've set. They are the goats of their craft. For Travis, the standard is so high, and that has now kind of shifted our perception of him. We're like, oh, 890 yards? Really, Travis? Really? Only top 10 in receptions and top 5 in targets in the league? Really? At 35 years old at a tight end? Really? With the two number one options being hurt and the number one running back being hurt and you having to take all that load out of nowhere at 35? Really? Only 890 yards, Travis? It's like, yeah, that's what he was able to do with all of that around him. If you add Rashee Rice, if you add in a Jalen Royals, now Hollywood Brown's taking some attention away. By the way, Pacheco, we'll talk about him tomorrow. There's some stuff that I want to talk about with him. He's got his burst back. Kelce may just be wide open, just running for yards after the catch, running over people, getting touchdowns, and doing that dance, baby.
Yeah, doing that little shimmy in the end zone his thing and his first down celebration. Like, I swear to God, it's going to be a big year for Travis Kelce. And this is not hindsight. This is not, I've been telling you this since the end of the season last year. When they walked off that feeling, okay, it's American Pie. It is senior year of high school. They're going out with a bang. They are going out with a bang this year, and you're going to want to be there, and you're going to want to witness all of this in person or on TV, but you're going to want to watch all of this, right? You're going to want to see what these guys are doing this year, because I do think it is going to be your senior pranks, cut day, all that kind of stuff that everybody did in high school. You know, it's going to be on display, and they're going to go out with a blaze, and it's going to be O'Doyle rules at the end of the season when they're walking off the field on Christmas night.
There's that saying of like, you wish you knew it was the good old days when it was the, you know what, yeah, you don't know, right, it's the good old days till it's over, or right, whatever, right? Like,
right, these are the good old days.
This is a rare time where we, yeah, know these are the good old days, and we know that they are dwindling, and we know this is our time. Take advantage of this. Like, if you're Spectre and you haven't been to a freaking game since you've lived here, this is the year to go to a game.
Yeah, right.
This is the year to go. Like, right, you need to watch. If you know, you've been in and out of the Chiefs this last couple years, which you're missing out, this is a year to watch every single snap of the Kansas City Chiefs, because the best connection we may have ever seen in the history of the NFL, and that's not hyperbolic, it's the last season you're going to see, and I think they're going to be on their A game.
Right, and I don't know if I'm more excited to watch the team as a whole or to watch Travis and Patrick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and really Travis in particular, right? I don't know what I'm more excited about, 17-0 or 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns from Travis Kelce, because I'm not putting limits on Travis this year. I'm just not going to do that, because if once you put limits on somebody, then you're limiting what they can do. I just want to see them go out there and play and have fun, win football games, and get back to the Super Bowl, because they definitely have the ability to do that. And you know, I was talking with Ben Maller before the show, and you'll hear it in the interview coming up at about 7:15. He's like, they weren't really good on offense last year, and they still made the Super Bowl, and now they're better on offense. Like,
yeah,
look out.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
like all these people out there that don't seem to realize what's been going on here in Kansas City are going to be in for a rude awakening when they wake up and they realize, oh my God, they've got a healthy offense and an offensive line.
And yeah, protection.
You know, yes, all this stuff that they haven't had over the last couple of years, they now have. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this team.
And still the best coaching staff, and still the best quarterback to go along with it. And you say, you know, you're not wrong, the offense wasn't great. That's them not being great, boring, all those things, not scoring points. They were top 10 in almost every metric.
I know.
They were top 10 in almost every metric.
So what are we complaining about from last year?
Again,
then, you know,
it goes back. The standard has been set so high. If they're eighth or ninth, wow, they suck. Really? They're not first in every category? That's what we expect of the Chiefs. I think you're going to see some of that this season. At least top five, top three, and a lot of things on offense, man, including points.
Yeah, including
Let's
points.
Go.
Like, because they wanted to do that last year. And
they
then,
were going to.
And they were. And
they were
then,
going to.
And then Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and here we sit,
Pacheco,
and
no
left tackle, the whole nine yards. And, you know, we sit there and go, okay, so you wanted to do this kind of stuff, but circumstances aren't allowing you to do that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of times people who watch sports sometimes have a tough understanding of how it actually works out there, right?
Yeah.
And when you go out there and your best laid plan, you know, that goes into the waste paper basket usually by the 14:57 mark of the first quarter, right? You throw that out the window and you're going, okay, we've got to adjust. We've got to change. We've got to make these adjustments on the fly. Things aren't what we thought they were going to be. And the Chiefs change constantly throughout the year and dealt with this injury and dealt with that injury and dealt with this and dealt with that and dealt with this. And they still ended up in the Super Bowl. And
exactly.
So that's why I look at this. We're going into the season. There's no distractions. Everybody's healthy. We're not really worried. Are you worried about any position on this field right now other than punter? Like, I don't think anybody's, quote, worried about any spot on this team right now. It is a well-oiled machine that is only going to be better because Travis Kelce now is in the shape where he was, according to his mother, 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, he dominated the NFL. And if you're not fist pumping right now, going, baby, let's go!
On.
I don't know what's gotten into you, because it's going to be a wild scene at Arrowhead Stadium this year.
It's going to be amazing. And you mentioned, you know, the injuries from last season and them having to flip on a dime and Andy Reid dusting off the old Alex Smith playbook. Hollywood Brown, we already know, they're already able to plan if they're not going to have him for the first couple weeks. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. They're already able to plan for that right now.
Right.
Rashee Rice, that suspension's going to come here in the next week or so.
We
would think it would be today or last week, but here we are. It's going to come soon, you'd think. They'll be able to prepare for that. So even just having that ability to prepare for the guys being gone for a little bit and then having them come back at a known time, oh, dude, get ready.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
gonna be amazing.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, somebody suggested relegation for the NFL. Which three teams would you kick out of the league? We'll discuss that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Thursday morning, Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you. Dusty off today playing some golf. He is playing golf out of Pebble Beach, man. Took the jet last night out to Pebble Beach. Going to play a round out there, and he will be back later on tonight. He'll be back on the air tomorrow, so we'll talk all about Pebble Beach. with Dusty and how that went out there playing one of the great golf courses in the history of the United States. I'm excited for him. He's a big golfer, and he gets the opportunity to do that. It's really, really, really
so cool,
right? It's awesome.
Good for him.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to get his take and see some of his pictures about you know, playing out there on Pebble Beach.
Because, yeah,
as I said, it's one of the most famous courses in the world, and we were lucky to get that done for Dusty, so we're very excited about that. He'll be back tomorrow. Until then, it's just me and Mac. Coming up in about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so from now, there's one way that the Royals are going to make the playoffs, and we'll tell you what that is.
Yep, coming up
in about 15 minutes or so here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. But I saw this from our friends over at FanDuel yesterday, and you know Mac as much as anybody, I think, who's listened to this show for a while. I love the talk of relegation. I think it should be an American professional sports and even American collegiate sports as well. We see what it does for the EPL. And again, I have not really ever been a soccer fan. My daughter started playing soccer, got involved in soccer, started watching it more. And then I get up early on Saturday and Sunday, and EPL games are always on, right? And you can bet on them. So you sit there, and you have some fun, and you start to understand a little bit about what's going on in the sport and really how the relegation, I think having relegation is better than expanding playoffs. You know,
100%.
This expansion of playoff, there's too many baseball teams that are eligible for the postseason now. I think baseball has too many playoff teams. I think the NFL does too. I think the seven is too many.
Seven's too many.
Six is where it should be. NBA clearly has got way too many. NHL's clearly got
college is looking to expand more
because it's more money for everybody and job justification as well. Oh, we were in the playoff race. Were you really?
Were you really like
the in the hunt category that we always get in the NFL? How many of those? 5 and 7. You're not in the hunt.
That's the thing. Last year, it's 5 and 7 teams in the hunt.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. Week 12, you're 5 and 7. You're talking about playoffs?
Right.
That's not the way football should be.
And so I understand why we do that, because it keeps everybody, you know, kind of interested in what's going on. But so does relegation, right? Think about this. If you're fighting to maintain yourself at Division One, and if you win that game, you stay in Division One, but you lose, you drop down to Division Two. You don't tell me all the fans are going to be there screaming and yelling, trying to be that 12th man or 11th man whatever it is and whatever sport you're watching, right? I just think when we talk about relegation, it makes more sense than expanded playoffs and creates more excitement for a lot of people. So FanDuel said yesterday on their app, on Twitter, I guess it was, not their app, but Twitter, pretend the NFL had relegation. Which three teams would drop down this season? And I ask you guys on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line at 913-586-7965, let us know what three teams you would kick out of the NFL. The easy route for me, I think, is to say, okay, who picked 1, 2, and 3 in the draft and boot their sorry asses.
Yeah.
I didn't do it that way, Mac. Shockingly, I did something a little bit different. I'm choosing...
Which, if we did that, that would be... Tennessee, Jacksonville traded up.
Yeah.
And number three would have been, they picked Abdul Carter, so the Giants.
Giants, yeah, right. And so you get rid of those three teams. But I'm choosing three teams who I think provide very little interest to the masses.
Okay.
Three teams that if they were gone from the NFL, would you know? And so those three for me are Carolina, the Colts, and Jacksonville. And I picked them because Carolina really doesn't have a lot going on. Jacksonville, if they disappeared, I don't think many people would know. And then also the Colts. When you're deciding between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones for the starting quarterback, are you really an NFL team as it is?
It's embarrassing. The Colts are an embarrassment. If you're a fan of the Indianapolis Colts, I give you a free pass this season. You're allowed to root on for another team. I'm giving you the pass right here.
Okay. I like that.
August 14th, Colts fans, you are allowed to choose another team for this season. I'm giving you the pass. There you go. I also have the Colts on my three.
You do.
If
that's
that tells
great.
You anything.
No, but they're irrelevant right now, right?
Yes.
Obviously, their owner passed away, so you've got the family taking over ownership. We don't know what they're going to do. The coach, who the hell knows who he is? But again, it's Daniel Jones versus Anthony Richardson. As your starting quarterback. And I like the fact that you say you're giving them a free pass, because I know there's a lot of folks out there who hear that and go, you got to ride and die. No, you don't. It's too expensive to be a sports fan of a bad team. Anymore, it's too expensive to be a sports fan of a bad team. And so if your team's not putting out the product worthy of it, you shouldn't spend your money on that.
No, they haven't spent their money in the right way and allocated their assets. So why would you do that for yours?
Yeah, it's not being less of a fan. It's being conscious of your dollar,
and it's also holding them accountable. Listen, I want to be there, but you've got to step up.
Yeah,
you've got to step up. For the Colts, since Andrew Luck, what is that, 2017 or so, it's been a rough 8 seasons.
Can you believe it's been that long, too, since Andrew Luck stepped away, you know? And here we sit, and he still hasn't been replaced.
They still have not figured that out.
Right.
They Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan. I mean, name all the old has-beens that they've tried.
It's, right.
And Daniel Jones, the latest of which. So, yeah, I've got the Colts there, too. I get it. They're just irrelevant. And plus, it's the AFC South. I like how your three are two AFC South teams and an NFC South team. So just the most irrelevant divisions. It makes sense. I'll go Cleveland.
Okay.
If relegation is to keep the parity, right? It's to up
the competitiveness. It's to knock the bad teams out. You didn't do enough this year. You're gone. Bring teams up from the second division that did well and overachieve. Reward,
So following that definition at its T, Cleveland should be out. They've been the worst team my whole life. They were 1-31 in a two-year span. They got rid of the only quarterback that was a semblance of maybe something that could lead their franchise to the promised land. They got rid of him, right? Yep. They signed a creep. A weirdo, and they paid him the most. They gave him the guaranteed contract, the only guaranteed contract in the NFL's seen.
Yeah,
right. They've made every bad decision over and over and over and over again. What they're doing with Shedeur Sanders, it's super weird and doesn't really make sense. And it's all just a circus over there. Get Cleveland out of here.
Okay,
and then the New Orleans Saints. That's more of just a, I think they're going to be unwatchable this season. And if they win more than two or three games, I'm going to be a little surprised, to be honest. And so, yeah, you're gone. Get out.
Yeah, see you later with the New Orleans Saints. It was funny. I was listening to one of their players yesterday, and I can't think now who it was. It was somebody you would know, too, and I'm drawing a blank. And he was raving about Kellen Moore, though, how great a coach he is.
Good.
And all the players are bought in and all this kind of stuff. When you're rolling Spencer Rattler out there as your starting quarterback, man, you're not giving yourself an opportunity to compete. And when you don't have that quarterback, you just don't have an opportunity. You'll see some of that in the Kingdom episodes when you watch that tonight on ESPN.
Tonight.
When you don't have the quarterback, you don't give yourself an opportunity. So you can weigh in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line as well. Who would you like to see relegated from the NFL, from the 816? Giants, Cowboys, Titans? Okay.
Okay.
I understand that.
Cowboys,
I get that.
I love it.
Yeah.
See ya.
Get rid of Cleveland from the 913. From the 816, Browns, Jacksonville. Then it's a tie between Carolina and Arizona. And I will tell you, I had Arizona in the mix as well.
Figured you would.
Yeah. I had Arizona absolutely in the mix, but they wear those all-black uniforms with that white helmet, and I really like that.
Yeah, that's
true. And they got Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And exactly. So I like him a lot, too. Brock Bowers, or not Brock Bowers.
Trey McBride.
Trey McBride.
We like him.
I met him. Met him in person down there at the Super Bowl. So
he was a great guy.
Yeah, he was fun. So for those things, that's why I gave Arizona the leg up to the team that doesn't get relegated out of the NFL. So you can weigh in 913-586-7965 on that Jay's Southland Tow Service text line of who you want to see relegated from the NFL. We talked about the Kingdom a little bit. Don't forget that is on tonight on ESPN. The first two episodes begin, 9 o'clock tonight? 8 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock, I believe.
8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. You know, set your DVRs, however you get your video now, whether it's ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, ESPN. I'm telling you, if you're a Chiefs fan and you don't watch this, you're missing out.
Yes,
man.
You seriously
and
are.
I know it's hard to watch it at set times anymore and whatnot. And so if you get it over the weekend and you watch it on the ESPN Plus when you can, make sure you're watching this Kingdom episode because it's going to be a big talking point for us tomorrow because you and I were lucky enough to have watched the first two episodes so far of this. I'll probably watch episode 3, maybe even 4 today, depending on how it goes. But so far, I'm as hooked as I've ever been on a documentary right now, and it has been unbelievable. And so I encourage everybody who, you know, is a Chiefs fan, which I imagine if you're listening to this station, you're a Chiefs fan, watch this dang thing tonight, man. Give yourself 2 hours to watch this start of this documentary, The Kingdom, and you will thank us tomorrow.
You will not regret it. I'm getting goosebumps even thinking about it, man. You're going to relive so many good moments, and it's fantastic. It'll make you feel all the things you want to feel about being a Chiefs fan. Watch it.
And what's awesome about all of that, I said Larry Fitzgerald. I meant
Marvin Harrison Jr. I knew where you were going.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Larry Fitzgerald. He's been on top of mind from yesterday, I guess.
Yes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the things that we took away from this is the emotion and the connection of a sports fan. Max, yes. 26 years old. I'm 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Didn't know each other till last year?
Yep.
And this morning at around 5:30, him and I are looking at each other and we're both welling up.
Yes.
Talking about this Kingdom documentary. It spans generations. It spans everything. It is so good. Make sure you watch this thing on ESPN tonight, 100%. Because you'll feel like Mac and I did and have these tears at 5:45. We're looking at each other like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom now.
Yes, exactly. All right, see you. And then the show starts. But we're going to talk about it tomorrow. You're going to want to know what we're talking about. Seriously. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it, but please. Yeah, you should watch it tonight.
Absolutely. Get with it and watch it. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, there's only one way for the Royals to make the playoffs. We'll tell you what that is next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.